In this bulletin, the Prime Minister signals a potential regional deal for Tennant Creek. Labor calls for an extension in the e-health opt-out date. And Francesco Modenati wins the British Open, becoming Italy's first major champion. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion says a regional plan for Tennant Creek, including steps to ending poverty, could be the way to turn the town around. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull became the first Prime Minister to visit the Northern Territory community since 1982 and has signalled the town could receive a regional deal, which would get three tiers of government together, along with Indigenous and cultural groups, to agree on the town's priorities. Since March, temporary alcohol restrictions have made a major impact following a spike in alcohol-fuelled violence and crime. The community gained media attention in February after the alleged sexual assault of a two-year-old girl. Senator Scullion has told Sky News the town just needs a bit of assistance from the government.
There is buckets of hope, and we've demonstrated in Tennant Creek from a pretty ghastly time that this, you know, we can move forward from this. We can ensure that these sort of issues don't happen again. And always, we must take lessons. We must take responsibility. What could we have done? What could we have done earlier?
Federal Labor is facing an historic defeat in the Queensland seat of Longman and could also lose the Tasmanian seat of Braddon, according to new polling ahead of the Super Saturday by-elections. YouGov Galaxy polling, published by News Corp, shows the opposition trailing 49% to 51% in Longman, which was won by Labor's Susan Lamb at the last election. In Braddon, support was 50-50 on a two-party preferred basis, with the Liberals' Brett Whiteley on the verge of winning back the seat he lost to Labor's Justine Kay in 2016. Should Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull snatch either seat in the July 28 votes, it would be the first time a government has won a seat from the opposition at a by-election in 100 years. A Labor MP is calling on the government to reconsider the cut-off date for Australians to opt out of the My Health Record system. The scheme gives health professionals access to information on an individual's health records. But there's been controversy about how secure the system is and the lack of advertising letting Australians know that they can opt out. Labor's Michelle Rowland has told Sky News people need more time to learn about the system.
The opt-out date is in October, and from Labor's point of view, the government has not done enough to explain to people how this works. There are too many people who don't even know, apparently, that they've got a health record created, even though there's something like 6 million people with these e-health records. So Labor's point of view is that that date should be extended.
Liberal MP Tim Wilson is going against government policy. He suggested to Sky News the system in the first place should have been an opt-in one.
I don't think it'd surprise anybody that my instinctive position should always be as a Liberal that systems should be opt-in and that people should be able to free to choose to opt into a system rather than have to go through the process of opting out. And that includes myself. I have opted out of this system and ultimately it's up to everybody to choose what to do.
President Donald Trump says documents released by the FBI relating to a former advisor's ties to Russia show his campaign for the 2016 presidential election had been illegally spied upon by US law enforcement. In a series of posts on social media, Mr. Trump has also accused the FBI and the Department of Justice of misleading the courts during a probe of Russian interference in the election. The FBI documents show how in 2016, the Bureau had requested surveillance of the former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page as part of that investigation, saying the Bureau believed he'd been collaborating with the Russian government. Mr. Page says the claims are misleading.
I've never been an agent of the foreign power in any by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I may have, back in the G20 when they were getting ready to do that in St. Petersburg, I might have participated in a few meetings that a lot of people, including people from the Obama administration, were sitting on in Geneva, Paris, etc. But I've never been anywhere near what's being described here.
In golf, Francesco Molinari has won the British Open, becoming Italy's first major champion. The 35-year-old from Turin finished with an 8-under par, total of 276. Molinari, playing alongside former world number one Tiger Woods in the final round, says it was a tight win with four people finishing in joint second place, two shots behind him.
It's been a tough fight. There's only one winner, unfortunately, in golf, and this time it's me, but they play great golf, and congratulations to them.
Meanwhile, Australians Adam Scott and Jason Day will wonder what might have been after Australia's British Open title drought extended to 25 years, both finishing the tournament at 2-under par. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, a few showers and 19 degrees. Adelaide, showers and 16. Melbourne, more showers and windy, 13. Hobart, showers and 12. Canberra, a mostly sunny day and 13. Wollongong, sunny and 18. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, more sunshine and 20. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 22. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.